Part one.
Welcome back to the Juice Cast.
We're back.
How we doing? Just so you guys know, this week's going to be a little different. We are going to actually
switching
just do,
it up.
Yep, one full solid 1 hour podcast like we used to. But we're going to split it up into three different episodes. Part one, part two, part three.
Yes.
So essentially you're going to get an hour's worth of us just saying what's on our mind about a couple different topics that have kind of been weighing heavy on our shoulders.
Our shoulders.
First off,
our chalupa shoulders.
Chalupa shoulders. And we're canceled. But anyways, go like, subscribe, comment, share. Let us know what you think. Also, go check out our Locals account and our TikTok account. All Juice Box Bros. Go check them out. Today, we're just going to get straight into it. And I really, really want to talk about something that happened, like, I don't know, 4 or 5 days ago. That really just put into perspective the way the medical system works.
Oh.
It's so asinine. Now, I'm not one of those people that's like, we should have state-run health care and the government. Because once you put the government involved, ask Canada.
It screws everything.
Yeah.
Have you ever been to the BMV?
Yeah, no shit. You ask people from Canada, they're like, oh, yeah, free health care is great. I have to wait 6 months to see my doctor.
Yeah, that's trash. Because
it's all government mandated and everything's pushed by the government. So you call your doctor like, I need a checkup. They're like, all right, we'll see you in 5-6 months. Like, that's when your appointment is. I know people who have lived in Canada and tried it out. It's terrible.
Right.
Everything should be free market. Everything should be your choice how you want to accomplish getting insurance or paying for your health care bills. This is what's crazy to me. We all know they're going to come kill us as soon as this video is released, but we all know Big Pharma is the people who run the show in this country. It's the military-industrial complex.
The greatest drug dealers of all time.
Exactly. The military-industrial complex, Big Pharma. You know, people like Amazon, major retailers, it's all big corporations that run this country. You guys probably know that. I don't need to go any further. The crazy thing about medicine and the way they do medicine and just medical practices in general. This is an example. I won't say who, but someone I know got a heart monitor last year for 2 weeks.
Yep.
Okay. And now they're saying that they need to have it again. This has been a year. Things can change. So they're like, oh, you need to have it again. Well, this person doesn't have health insurance.
Okay.
So it's going to be self-pay. No big deal. Did it last year. You know what I'm
saying?
That'll
be $6 million.
Well, last year. Yeah, no shit. Last year, it was billed, and they got to pay it over time. This year, it's different.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know if they're going to see a specialist or what it is, but this person calls and says, hey, I'm still self-pay. How much is this going to cost and can you bill me? They said, oh, no, we can't bill you. And it's going to cost $2,200 for a monitor that basically just sticks to your chest and it registers on a cell phone. And then they look at the data and say, here's the problem. Or, you're fine. $2,200.
Is the device reusable?
They're going to use that device hundreds of times.
Yeah.
They're going to make $2,200 every time they let somebody use that device for 2 weeks.
I feel like Apple Watches can do the same thing.
Yeah.
And they're like, what, a couple $100?
Well, they can't do like the specific stuff.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, they can do a general test of your heart. It's not an echogram. It's a EKG.
Yep.
But anyways, talk to this person. They called them back and they were like, so $2,200 is asinine.
Yeah,
obviously. Do I really need to do this for 2 weeks since I just did this last year? And they were like, well, you don't have to do it. So right there, that's ding 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 number one, that this is absolutely a racket. You don't have to do it, but we can give you a 24-hour monitor when you like have a stressful day or you're doing a lot of physical activity, and we'll see how your heart responds under pressure.
Okay.
They were like, oh, okay, how much? $500. Shut the fuck up.
It should obviously be like a little deposit, and if they don't get the thing back, then they charge you $500.
Yeah, that's fine. I can understand if you're like, it hits $150 for a 24-hour and then like $400 for 2 weeks.
Right.
Okay, fine. You're making a pretty good profit off that. But anything after that, you're talking about just robbing people blind.
Yeah.
What's the one thing in this world people will always pay for?
medical stuff.
Life.
Yeah, life.
Because you can't continue to live if you don't have the right medicine or medical treatment, if you have a problem.
Yeah, that's, yeah. And then they're just, they're, what's crazy too is they just keep racking up, by doing it this way, they just keep racking up the debt. Because people can't pay it, and then they're like, oh, yeah, this is what have you ever seen the graph?
Oh, it's terrible.
Oh, that our healthcare system is trending it. It's
our healthcare
bad.
System over the last.
Maybe if you didn't charge $6 million for a heart monitor, we wouldn't be in this problem.
$2,200.
I know. I'm just exaggerating.
Just checking. No, it's just it's not only that. Like, I'll go into this. My wife had to have a procedure done, and it was a life-threatening procedure. Hospital couldn't do it. It wasn't like, oh, do this immediately or you're going to die. It's like, hey, you need to go in the next couple of days and get this taken care of, or things could take a turn for the worse.
Right.
Went to the specialist. Hospital can't turn you away. Hospital has to save your life. It's an emergency.
Yeah.
Well, once they quash the emergency, then it's on to whoever else has to take care of you from there, from whatever specific thing you got going on.
Yeah.
So we take my wife to the specific specialist of what her issue was. And we walk in there. And I hadn't got my – I had insurance. There was a problem with some paperwork that got sent from my employer, and it hadn't went through yet. Like, I hadn't got my card.
Right.
And the specialist is like, do you have insurance or are you paying for it? This is like the billing manager of this office. And I was like, well, I have insurance. I haven't got my card yet. I just got it a couple months ago. Day 7 sent me my card. Can you look it up? You know, like, can we, or can you bill me? And then when my insurance comes through, well, bang, we'll have it.
Right.
I've been paying for it for 8 weeks. It's been flying on my paycheck. It's not like I'm not paying for my health insurance, you know? And this lady, this bitch of a lady was like, you either have your insurance card or you pay or you walk out that door. I was like, what? She has a life-threatening emergency that needs to be taken care of. We've come in to get it taken care of, and you're telling me you're not going to do it unless you get your money? One, where's the empathy in that?
Right.
Okay. Especially these doctors who take a vow to protect all people. I don't know what the Hippocratic Oath actually is.
Right.
I know it's what it's called. But but it's like I had to go through loops and hoops. Ended up having to self-pay because the insurance was all screwed up. The owner of my company didn't send in the proper forms, so they just delayed everything. And no one told me about it until we had a fracking emergency.
Yeah. A fracking emergency.
Fracking.
But no, dude, I mean, they do this shit all the time. So when I messed up my arm, I had two surgeries on my arm. Might have even been three. But the very last time, I was still in the hospital at this point, I think. Either that or I came in for a checkup or something. But they were like, oh, yeah, yep, you're going to need to have another surgery. We're going to need to go in and kind of like open up your artery. Enough, you know, so your arm gets the right amount of blood. And me and my mom were like, well, another surgery is going to suck, so we're going to go get a second opinion just to be safe. We went to the Cleveland Clinic, okay? This place is world-renowned. And I saw the doctor there, and she was like, no, you have like 75-80% blood flow to your arm. You're good. You're fine.
It's a racket.
Yeah, and it's like they just wanted their money. They wanted to do more surgeries so they can get more money, and it's just how it goes sometimes. So it's absolutely key to get a second opinion or even a third opinion sometimes. Get as many opinions as you can before you shell out a shit ton of money on stuff that you probably don't even need.
It's the same way with the opiate crisis and prescription pills and everything. I remember when I was in eighth grade, I broke my back playing football. And they said 8 to 16 weeks to be able to walk without the brace. I was in a castrating plastic.
A castrating?
Yeah, no, like the thing came down from like my upper chest all the way down into my dick. And every time you sat down, it would like cut into the top of your pecker. And it was not fun, bro.
You shocked me with that castrating.
Castration vest. But anyways, I had this thing on.
Castrating
and like I was
device.
Really good. I was like, I would sit down in a lawn chair in the shower. You know what I mean? Yeah. Everything you had to do to like not hurt your back, because I had a 25% compression fracture in my T6 vertebrae.
Right.
And they're like, that could get way worse because there's a bunch of spiderweb cracks all in that vertebrae. We need to heal. And I was young. Kids heal quick. But they were like, and if after 8 to 16 weeks we don't see good results, we might have to go in there and fuse it. I was like, we don't want to do that.
No.
It sounds miserable, and I'll never be able to play sports again once you fuse my vertebrae. So we go in for the four-week checkup. I'm good for 4 weeks, man. I missed the last couple games of eighth grade. Didn't play Memorial. Didn't play Weaver. You know what I'm saying? I was, like, super upset about it. But whatever, it's eighth grade. And then 2 weeks in, I don't try out for basketball, which I wanted to. And I don't join the wrestling team because I didn't want to wrestle anymore. And I go in for my four-week checkup. Like, you know, I'll play baseball or something this spring if I'm better. And I go in for my four-week checkup, and they're like, all right, we'll do some x-rays. We'll do this. We'll see how it's progressing.
Yeah.
Gone.
It was gone completely.
The doctor's face, once he started looking at the results, you'd think somebody would be like, dude, you healed miraculously fast. This is fantastic. He was like, still want to keep you in the brace for another, like, 4 to 6, and then do a third x-ray, and then we'll see if we need to still do that bone fusion. And me and my mom are looking at the x-ray like, that's fine. Look at this one, because he had a side-by-side up, and look at this one.
Yeah,
I'm obviously healing really, really well.
Yeah.
So literally, I went home, I wore the brace for another week, and then I just took it off. And I didn't play any sports, and then I just went out about my life.
Yeah. I mean, it's that way with any industry, really.
That's what he wants to make his money.
Yeah.
He's going to get
$12,000
off of surgery.
So and here's another example of really, really bad medical practice. I had a really bad addiction to Adderall and Vyvanse. And what helped that is I had a doctor that would literally, if you stubbed your toe, he'd be like, you need Vyvanse.
More Vyvanse, please.
Seriously, dude.
Inside joke. MVP, baby.
But like, oh, now I get what you were saying. At first I was like, what? Oh, my God. But no, dude, so this dude, he actually got invited to a conference because he was one of the top sellers of Vyvanse. And that's when you know you're a crook, when you're getting... I mean, why do you even have a conference to be the top seller of a drug? I don't know. That creates madness. But
he's a Vyvanse entrepreneur.
That's dangerous when you get to that point. But, yes. But anyway, you know, he would... I'd be like, yeah, that amount's not working anymore. I need more a day, more. And he'd be like, oh, okay, all right, let's do this.
Yep.
But my parents came in one time, like, to check this guy out, pretty much. He got my parents on Vyvanse. I'm not even joking. Like, my parents would have never, they've never taken a drug in their life.
Need to send this man to North Korea right now.
I know. He and it was funny. He was this short, bald guy that literally, he was so short, he had to put a stack of books under his chair by his feet so his feet touched
the
floor.
We really need to sit in a North Korea right now.
Yeah, I know. He'd fit right in. But no, dude. So my parents were like, so how do you know if you need Vyvanse? And he goes, I shit you not. This is what he said. You ever walk into a room and forget what you went in there for? My parents were like, yeah, all the time. He was like, you need Vyvanse. That happened. They were like, yeah, of course. I'm 55 years old. Need Vyvanse. You need it. And they took it. My dad never got the joke. The running joke today in my family is like, oh, something broke in the house. Take some Vyvanse. Dad'll get it done in about a half hour.
Was he just going crazy?
Dude, he was fixing up everything, dude. We had the wooden outside our old house. Remember the porch? It had the wooden poles that,
yep.
Well, he like did the trimming around the bottom of it, and they were just they were like perfect, immaculate. I'm like, Dad, you would have never done anything like this if you didn't have Vyvanse.
He's out there clay sculpting it like the thing from Ghost where Patrick Swayze's behind her.
Yeah, dude, it was ridiculous. Like it was pretty funny, man. Like I still forget to this day that they were on Vyvanse for a while. Like it was
that's insane, though.
Yeah, it was crazy, man. And this is what this is why we have a drug problem in America. Yeah.
It's not even a drug problem. It's just like. The amount of greed. I'm going to go into two things.
Oh, dude. It's all about money. They don't care about helping people. Like, no, they just don't.
I'm going to go into two things. Okay, the first one will finish this off, and then this next one will cover the next topic. We'll see how far we get into this before we want to go split it up to part two. But the crazy thing is this. It's not just, like, these people who are greedy, which I'll get into here in a second. And they just make more money, make more money, make more money, make more money, because they know people will pay for it because it's their life. It's the laziness. It's the lack of give a damn.
Yeah.
That's a huge problem.
Yeah, and it's also a huge problem that they know that if you have health insurance, you're coming in to see the doctor. Yeah. The health insurance is just going to pay whatever for the drugs that they give out.
That's also crazy. It takes the free market out of it. It takes the capitalism straight out of the healthcare industry, because the healthcare is like, yeah, dude, we're making so much money, it doesn't matter.
Right.
So I have a family member they're married in. So the lady who this happened to, I didn't know very well, but she was a nice lady. I met her multiple times. She was like 50-something years old. She was a grandmother to a bunch of kids. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
She was a very, very nice lady. And one day she got a headache. And I don't know if it was her boyfriend or fiance at the time, but she's like, I really have a headache and it won't go away. I've had it for hours. And he was like, why don't you try to take a nap? And if it doesn't go away, we'll take you to the hospital. So she took a nap. She woke up. It was even worse. So she gets up. She's like, yeah, I'm real bad off. I need to get to the hospital. Like, all right. They took her to the hospital. Take 3 hours to get checked into the emergency room because everybody's dilly-dallying.
Right.
Finally, it's like, okay, we get her back. We get her checked out. And the doctor finally comes in an hour or two later. He's like, she's just sitting there splitting. Oh, my God, my head. He's like, you have a severe migraine. Calm down. I know it's lasted for a while. They can last for days. We're going to get you on a sedative, and you're going to take a nap, and your body's going to heal it. You're going to be out for 6 or 7 hours. You're going to get a good night's sleep right now. They put on that sedative, aneurysm while she was passed out, red line, dead.
Really?
Gone.
Wow.
Yeah.
Who is this?
I mean, nobody. Angie's mom.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Just out of nowhere.
That's crazy, man.
I mean, they sued the shit out of them and won. It was complete medical malpractice.
Yeah.
But, like, they, instead of the doctor saying, like, hey, let's do this test, let's go get you some pictures done, like
you think we would know if it was a migraine. Like, get it. Like, this isn't normal.
I can't remember. This was a while ago. I can't remember if she was, like, usually had headaches, and she was like, this one's way worse, or she never had headaches. Like, this is weird. But it was something about the whole situation. She was like, yo, this is off.
Right.
And the doctor was like, we're just gonna put you to bed for a little while. Well, she.
Well,
never,
here's
she
the,
never
here's
woke
my
up.
Question: is can they even prevent a brain? Like if they
do emergency surgery, they can get in there and.
Can
stop.
They really? That sounds like it's crazy shit.
It's. I don't think the success rate is overly high with it, and I'm just talking on my ass here,
right?
But I don't think the success rate is like 95%. I think it's a chance you're not going to make it. They're cutting into your brain.
For sure. Oh.
But you have a better chance of that thing just going, and you're dead.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the way to go.
Yeah. Oh, no, I mean, I'm not saying she didn't go peacefully. They gave her a sedative, and then she just, like, she got put to sleep like a dog, though. It's fucking crazy.
Yeah, it is.
But that's what I'm saying. It's like.
But at least she didn't have to suffer anymore.
These people, well, she had a headache for 2 days. Other than that, she was completely healthy.
Well, that's what I mean. She didn't have to suffer from the headache before she died. Like, oh, then, you know, like, they put her to sleep. She was comfortable.
Either way, she suffered until she gets knocked out.
For sure.
Dead
for
or
sure.
Asleep.
Yeah, like, I know.
It's just, no one got a chance to say goodbye.
But yeah, that's
nothing. It was
that's
just like,
crazy.
What the
fuck? They should.
It's lazy. It's pure and utter laziness.
And I get it to a certain extent. You know, they've got hundreds of people in there at a time. They're trying to do their best. I get that. But there are times where I'm like, dude, you got to do better.
You so much have to do better.
Yeah. It's almost like the nursing homes too, man. You know,
the
nursing homes are really bad.
This is what I would like to see. And I know it's a free country and I understand that. There's part of me, though, that would like to see, like, if you're a doctor, okay,
mm-hmm.
you have to pass, like, attention tests.
Right.
You have to pass, like,
a lot of stuff.
Detailed tests to see that you are someone who is willing to go the extra mile to help people.
Yeah.
Just because you took a Hippocratic oath, whatever medical company you work for has the best insurance in the history of insurance, and they're just going to cover your ass. Like, oh, you made a mistake. Like, they have to. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Mistakes are going to happen. But this was, like, I would say 100% preventable, because a surgery on aneurysm isn't 100%. But it was way more preventable than, like, go to bed now. Like, that's shit's nuts. This guy was just like, oh, we're busy. I got to get to the next patient so I can get over with my shift. And next thing you know, someone's mom and grandma's dead. You know
yeah.
what I mean?
Like, I mean, it's definitely got to be a really hard job.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy.
But, yeah, no, like. Yeah.
It doesn't mean that you got to, like, mail it in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Like, right. It's, and that's the thing, too. It's like, I remember one time I was so dehydrated and I was having a panic attack and I didn't know what was happening. And I my mom took me to the hospital, called the ambulance or whatever, went in. And this was a different thing where like I was just at my apartment.
Oh, really?
And this was like, I just had a hangover. Like I was hungover, but like something didn't feel right. I felt like I was, and I didn't know at this point that I had panic attacks. Mm-hmm. I didn't know what that was or anything.
Just freaking out.
And so I get to the hospital or whatever, and I like all of a sudden feel this like weird wave come over me, and it literally felt like I was about to seize out, like literally have a seizure, and every muscle in my body contracted, and like my legs went straight and numb. My arms went straight and numb, and I had no idea. My face went numb. Everything went numb, and I'm like, help me, help me. And like they're like sitting there like filling out paperwork, like acting like nothing is happening to me. And I was just like freaking out. And like, you know, they probably knew that, you know, hey, he's probably just, this is probably happening. But like they didn't like rush to give me anything to help or like anything. Like, I was like, what is going on? Like, I'm screaming help, and nobody's doing anything.
Like, I get that you get people in here who are hypochondriacs.
Right.
And you get people who, like, you have to ignore them because crazy shit happens.
Like, why is my body doing this right now? Like, they didn't even explain it to me afterwards.
You're not, I want to say, a repeat offender, but you're not someone who's, like, has a medical history as they're looking at your records, like, oh, they're in here all the time for this. Like,
yeah, no. Right.
Like, this is, like, obviously a... Something that's happening.
This is a weird thing, and I have no. And I was scared as shit, dude. I was like, "Am I dying?" And they were just like, "Yeah, well, just relax, relax." Like,
so here's the crazy part. Here's the crazy part, right? This is going to be where part two starts, because I don't want the red flag to come out, but it's going to come out.